From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia says it has brokered a 72-hour extension of a local ceasefire in the Syrian city Aleppo. A recent fighting between the Syrian regime and rebels has left nearly 300 people dead. At least 30 of those died in the last 48 hours when an airstrike hit a refugee camp near Aleppo. Stefan Dujarric, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spokesperson, said Mr. Ban was outraged by the attack.
The United Nations, along with humanitarian partners on the ground, are assessing the needs and mobilizing a response for the families who fled the camp out of fear of further attacks. The Secretary General reiterates his call on the Security Council to send a strong message to all warring parties that there will be serious consequences for grave violations of international human rights law and international humanitarian law.
Mounting violence in Aleppo and other regions has threatened to derail political talks between the Syrian regime and opposition, as well as the multinational effort to fight the Islamic State. A U.S. monitoring group says North Korea may be preparing to carry out a nuclear test as Pyongyang holds its first ruling party Congress in decades. The website 38 North said Friday satellite images show vehicle movement in a nuclear test site where there is often no activity except during preparations for a test. Kenyan government says it have plans to close two main refugee camps, a move that could impact 400,000 refugees. Amnesty International called the decision reckless and said it would put thousands of innocent people at risk. Kenya's government agrees there is a risk and says it's forced to act because of a security challenge imposed by Somalia's Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. Sadiq Khan of the Labour Party will be London's first Muslim mayor. He spoke late Friday just after it was announced that he had won the election.
I have a burning ambition for London, an ambition that will guide me every day as mayor of our great city. I want every single Londoner to get the opportunities that our city gave to me and my family. The opportunities not just to survive, but to thrive.
The 45-year-old Khan is the son of Pakistani immigrants. British Muslims say they see his election as a symbol of how they have gone from being outsiders in Britain to being part of the ruling elite, and all 3 million Muslims live in Britain. A Turkish court sentenced two prominent journalists to 5 years in prison Friday. Can Dündar is editor-in-chief of a leading opposition newspaper, Cumhuriyet. He was sentenced to 5 years and 10 months at a closed-door trial in Istanbul, while the paper's Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, received 5 years behind bars. Both found guilty of revealing state secrets, but were acquitted of several other charges, including trying to topple the government. The case stems from the pair's reporting on alleged government arms smuggling to Syria. Firefighters are still battling massive wildfires that forced mass evacuations of some 80,000 people earlier this week in Alberta, Canada. The provincial government there, which declared a state of emergency, said Friday the size of the fire had grown to more than 101,000 hectares. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the Royal Canadian Air Force will be helping out.
The RCAF is ready to provide support to the province of Alberta in the provision of air assets to assist with evacuation efforts, deliver essential aid to affected regions, and transport firefighting personnel and equipment to these regions.
So far, investigators have not figured out what sparked the wildfires that erupted on Sunday. Officials say the fire started in a remote forested area and could have been ignited by lightning. Unseasonably hot temperatures combined with dry conditions have transformed the forest in much of Alberta into a tinder box. Stock markets finished a choppy week before trading ended on Friday, making it the worst week for the indices since they were struggling earlier in the year. The Nasdaq, dragged down by Apple moving lower from multiple sessions, was nearing correction territory, although three indices all recovered toward the close of trading.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of Jazz America, during which we'll give you more jazz classics rediscovered from Larry Young, Wes Montgomery, Stan Getz and Zhao Gilberto, Sarah Vaughan, and many more. Stay tuned. Yes, those artists that I've just mentioned, as well as others that you'll hear during this hour, recorded work in the past, but for one reason or another, never released that work, or maybe it's just been rediscovered, and we'll enjoy some of those rarities during this hour. Let's begin with a very versatile and groundbreaking player of his instrument. Not only was Larry Young a great organist, who certainly played in his own unique style, but also a wonderful pianist, too. And he, like many other African Americans in the 1960s, felt the effects of the civil rights era and the prejudice against their race and decided to take their talents elsewhere. He, like others, moved to Europe, specifically Paris, where he set up shop and became one of the most popular players around. In the years 64 and 65, he recorded the album you're about to hear, called Larry Young in Paris, the ORTF recordings. ORTF being the French Radio and Television Office. They were broadcast live on the air. We've just discovered these recordings. They've become a two-disc set, and from that, let's enjoy one of these wonderful works featuring the great organist Larry Young, a rarity just rediscovered, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. body told her she's here to go.
One of the great vocal groups of all time, the Manhattan Transfer. And from their album, The Offbeat of Avenues, a song dedicated to Sarah Vaughan titled Sassy. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America. And I hope you'll enjoy a trip to the Montreux Jazz Festival, because that's where I had a chance to sit down and speak with all four members of Manhattan Transfer. And the topic of Sarah Vaughan came up in our conversation. We'll follow that with another of our rarities, Jazz Classics Rediscovered, with Sarah Vaughan live at Rosie's, a 1978 recording recorded at the club Rosie's in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm turning to the song Sassy now, which to me, once again, a little bit of history and such a glorious thing to be able to do in this time, at this point in history, to pay homage to one of the greats. And some thoughts about doing the song Sassy. I mean, I got such a warm, wonderful feeling, and you could have been really melodramatic with the topic, but instead you made it happy, and you really, really did, she was a horn, and you guys are such horn players when you sing, as a bank of horns so often, and it's just a perfect way of saying it about her.
Well, I mean, honestly, the song did not start out as a tribute to Sarah Vaughan. It was pretty much like three quarters written, almost finished when she passed away, and then we had, the idea to include a few references to Sarah. I didn't want to write anything like, I remember Sarah.
Right.
She sang Misty forever. There's enough. I just didn't want to go that way.
Yeah.
It's not fun to sing those kind of songs a lot of times. I mean, there's the classic ones of Body and Soul, and I remember Clifford, of course, but it started off musically first, as a piece, and on my collaborator on that, on the music, with Bill Bodine, came up with this really poppin' bass line, and I thought the song sounded sassy, so I called it Sassy.
Mm-hmm.
And then thought of the story, and Cheryl, and I brainstormed it over at my house, and we came up with a story about a struggling jazz singer. So the song is really a kind of it's a composite of a struggling jazz singer that's stuck in a small town, and she's really a brilliant singer, and she's frustrated, she drinks a little too much, she gets mean to her musicians, which I think, from what I've heard, Sarah Vaughan did also. But when she opened her mouth, they didn't care anymore, because she was divine. You know, what came out of her mouth was God music. And so it's there are references to Sarah Vaughan. When she passed away, we thought, she's the original Sassy. Let's throw in some references to her, but it's not so much. It's a tribute. It's definitely a tribute, because obviously she's an influence on every singer.
But kind of indirect at the same time.
An indirect, tribute.
Live from Rosie's, the Divine One, Sarah Vaughan.
Comes my way, I'll do my best to make him say. He'll look at me and smile, I understand, and in a little while he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I will meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not, but I'm sure to meet him one. Just meant for two, from which I'll never roam, what with you. And so all else above, I'm dreaming of a man.
Sarah Vaughan, recorded live in New Orleans at the Club Rosie's in 1978. And now, here's something new that was recorded last year from Snarky Puppy, from their album Family Dinner Volume 2 on Jazz America from VOA 1. Soro Afriki, the name of that piece, with the legendary African artist Salif Keita joining them. That is Snarky Puppy from their first of two releases in the year 2016. They are some busy young men. The album Family Dinner, Volume 2. Now, we're going to give you more of our jazz classics rediscovered coming right up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazz. America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a joyous message I received not long ago. It reads as follows. Dear Russ Davis, jazz greetings from Widodo in Medan, North Sumatra, Indonesia, listening to your VOA Jazz America. Thank you for doing a great job keeping jazz, the essence of what America is all about, freedom, alive and well in this troubled time of greed and indifference. Best jazz regards, Widodo. Did you not enjoy that message? Thank you so much for reminding us that the world may be crazy, but creativity, especially when we're talking about America's great art form, jazz, can bring light into the darkness. Widodo, I've got one just for you as we look back at jazz classics rediscovered. Just recently, Stan Getz has just come out with two different recordings, both recorded live at the Keystone Corner, the famous club in San Francisco, in the year 1976. One is with his own quintet. It's called Moments in Time. And the other, his collaboration with the great Brazilian guitarist and vocalist, João Gilberto. It's called Getz Gilberto 76. We'll hear a song featuring both of these great artists, but first Stan Getz will give us an introduction and his thoughts about João Gilberto.
João Gilberto, to my mind, is the most individual singer of our time, a true originator. His curious ability to sing warmly without a vibrato, his impeccable and inimitable rhythmic sense, his intimacy, all coupled to his wonderful guitar work, make him unique. That a performer so gifted, one of the true greats in music, should be so hesitant about public appearance is just one of those mysteries. But he's here this week. So, ladies and gentlemen, João Gilberto.
Vai minha tristeza e diz a ela que sem ela não pode ser. Diz-lhe numa prece que ela regresse, porque eu não posso mais sofrer. Chega de saudade, a realidade é que sem ela não há paz, não há beleza, é só tristeza. E a melancolia que não sai de mim, não sai de mim, não sai. Mas se ela voltar, que coisa linda, coisa louca. Pois há menos peixinhos a nadar no mar do que os beijinhos que eu darei na sua boca. Dentro dos meus braços, os abraços hão de ser milhões de abraços, apertado assim, colado assim, calado assim, abraços e beijinhos e carinho sem ter fim. Que é pra acabar com esse negócio de viver longe de mim. Dará.
Yeah. Esse negócio de você, não quero mais esse negócio de você.
So let me ask you something. You ready to kick it back a little old school or what? No? Come on, man. Come on, Tokyo. Let's go a little old school. Come on. Let's go. I want to feel this from you. Thank you. Monday Night Late Show, yes. Nick Morrock, Eric Darius, Andy Snitzer, Buddy Williams, Cheryl Veasley, Ralph McDonald, yours truly, Jason Miles. Thank you. Thank you. You're wonderful. Thank you.
The title cut from the album that became Grover Washington Jr.'s debut solo effort, Inner City Blues, from the early 70s, recreated in 2010 at the Blue Note in Tokyo, Japan, by Jason Miles and the artists he just introduced to the club here on VOA's Jazz America. Hope you enjoyed that from his new release, To Grover With Love, Live in Japan. Now, as we give you more of our classic jazz rediscovered, we're going to once again enjoy one of the two releases featuring the great guitarist from Indianapolis, Indiana, Wes Montgomery. Early recordings from 1949 to 1958 called In the Beginning features not only Wes Montgomery and a host of great players, but his family members. His brothers, Buddy Montgomery on piano and vibes, and Monk Montgomery on the bass. We'll hear Wes's tune after we get some thoughts from his fellow Indiana native, Gary Burton, newly named NEA Jazz Master, as you may remember, giving us some thoughts about Wes Montgomery here on VOA's Jazz America. We're backstage at the Blue Note between sets with Gary Burton, and if a knock comes upon the door and we hear it, that means his food is here. It isn't here yet, so I got a couple more questions for you. And then we'll let him go. Guitars and Indiana. Did you ever play with Wes Montgomery?
No, I never met him. Of course, the Montgomery brothers were based around Indianapolis, and I lived in the southern end of the state near Evansville, and I left the day I graduated high school. So I was a little too young to be going into clubs to listen to music or heading up to Indianapolis on my own or that sort of thing. And over the next few years, I was supposed to be on a festival tour with Wes, something that George Ween had organized, and we were going to be doing events all over the United States. And just the week before the first concert, he passed away. So I never got to meet him or play with him or anything. He's just one of those Indiana legends, you know. Thank you.
Wes Montgomery with Wes's tune, alongside his brothers Monk and Buddy, from the album In the Beginning. This is Russ Davis. Thanks so much for joining me. Hope you've enjoyed delving into some jazz classics rediscovered. Now let's hear another earlier recording, which was just released recently. It features Greg Abate on saxophone alongside Phil Woods, who passed away in September of last year, with the Tim Ray Trio from the album Kindred Spirits Live at Chan's, recorded in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, in the famous club there. Here's a song entitled Steeplechase, the late Phil Woods, gone but not forgotten, with a live recording from 2014, rediscovered on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is Gary Burton, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Jazz master Gary Burton with Tiempos Felices from his album Reunion, reuniting with some of the artists he'd worked with in the past, including guitarist Pat Metheny. That song translates from Spanish to English into the title Happy Times. And we've had some happy times looking back at some of the classic jazz of the past in recent Jazz America shows. Well, on the next edition of the program, join me for a full 2 hours of nothing but brand new music. I call it New and Notable, as we hear nothing but new releases and talk to some of those artists, members of the Yellow Jackets, pianists Reedy Rosnes and Kenny Barron, and bassist Brian Bromberg. That's on the next Jazz America. Join me, won't you?